soul. This I've been reading out of this book, The Complete Guide to Bob Marley's Music. And so the album that we're tracking through, so I went all the way back to the beginning of the Wailers catalog, just to kind of freshen things up. So when Bob passed away in 1981, Coxone Dodd, who I played at the beginning of the show, he decided that he was going to collect all those 45s and put them onto albums, since people were just getting into Bob and he had passed away, so everybody was looking for new roots. So this album is called Marley, Tosh, Livingston and Associates. So the tune I'm going to track for you is one called Can't You See? Rock and Roll from the Wailers. Superficially, Tosh's Can't You See appears to be a 60s rocker, but chances are this is simply because the clanging guitar appears too high in the mix, giving a faintly distorted edge. It is far more likely they were aiming for a Motown feel in 1966. Perhaps feeling that the song didn't get justice, they tried again for Leslie Kong a couple years later, and Peter put it back on his album for Mystic Mountain.